everyone. My name is Greg Ling, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, thanks for flying me in. Appreciate that. It's a little expensive. You know, 15-minute speaker, I appreciate it, you know. Just flew in today. Just loving it. Just getting connected with Chris through James, and then I get a ride to the meeting the night that I'm here. Again, showing me how this thing is so national. I'm going to a city I've never been to, never been to this state. I'm at a meeting and somehow speaking, like, that has to be God. You know what I mean? Like, someone's like, that's awesome. I was like, no, that's God, man. That ain't, you know, that isn't me. I just showed up, and then God does more, way more powerful things, you know. Like I said, Omaha, Nebraska, like I said, you just shoot right in the middle. You're about right there. You know, just in case you don't know, I'm not assuming anything about, you know, geography out here, but the coasts tend to not do very well. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We learn about where it's warm, so we know where Florida is. And, you know, I've been born and raised there. I've lived there pretty much my entire life. I've lived in a city, just in case anyone wants to know, it's a city of 800,000. You know, so I didn't grow up on a farm or anything. I thought about coming up and talking like this. Like, yeah, I'm from Greg from Nebraska. Sometimes I do that. But, you know, this is, all right, okay, we're getting through the jokes portion. I got to get about this message and this thing that's, like, saved my life. You know, we'll get to that. Like I said, I've been sober since June 9th, 2011. Goodness, it's a long time ago. It's 69/11. I say that at a young people's like meeting, but not at like grown-up people meetings. 69. I was initially upset because it was the day before Founders Day, but then I thought, you know, 69's way cooler. You know, so yeah. So that's you know. So you know, like I said, just a pretty, you know, normal upbringing and whatever. You know, when I was 17, you know, I've been drinking every weekend. The first night I drank, I blacked out, woke up naked. Well, not no, no, that was a later time. I woke up on a flattened air mattress, and I had pissed myself, and I was like, I want to do this again as soon as possible. So I get into my things. If you get sober young, your progression starts much faster. I was never a moderate or a hard drinker. It never interested me. You know what I mean? Like, I was a blackout drinker from when I was 15 until I stopped when I was 21. You know, I'm 25 now, in case you're, like, trying to put the numbers together. I do that all the time on speakers. You know, and so, yeah, from the first time that I drank, I blacked out. I woke up, and I was like, I need to do this again as fast as I possibly can. You know, a completely abnormal reaction. You know what I mean? You know, and at this time, my mom was also getting sober with her son. I say she passed me the torch. You know, like, I just started sprinting. I didn't know it was a marathon, this alcoholism thing. I just took off sprinting and only made it about 5 years. You know, because I just don't know. I don't know how to drink. I know how to drink. You don't. You know, like I know how to do it. You know, and so I have these experiences where I drink too much. You know, like I was 17. I was at a party for maybe about 15 minutes. You know, like I was just drinking so much, so fast. I black out about 15 minutes in, and I wake up the next morning in the middle of the floor, naked, like not next to a girl, not in a bed. You know, like living room floor. You know, my friend Zach's like waking me up, like, dude, put these shorts on. I'm like, why? He goes, you're naked. And I was like, oh, dude, so I am, man. Like, literally, that's what happened. I didn't even realize it, you know. And they had lit my hair on fire, and they lit like, you know, these are my good friends. These are my good friends, guys. Don't you judge them, okay? They were my only friends, okay? So they're all that I had, you know. And they had also, you know, burned some of my ass hair off, you know. But glass half full, I don't have to worry about that problem anymore. So, you know, I'm grateful these days. You know, I don't have that problem. But it was a really tough story to explain to your mom, who's in AA, about why you have burn holes in your shirt and in your hair. I'm just like, yeah, I just told her the truth because I really knew any lie I would make up. It's just, I was like, she's not going to believe it, you know. And so I have these experiences. You know, I meet this girl, you know, love her. She's my God. And I realize now everything's for us. You know, I'm going to school for us. I'm doing everything. It's for us, you know. And then shockingly, she leaves me, you know. Oh, God, shocker. You know, she's a great girl, really not alcoholic, you know. It was good because I could drop her off. Her curfew was like 9:30 or 10, and then I could go drink after I dropped her off. So I thought it was perfect, you know. And I mean, I don't think I was with her for a year, and I maybe drank with her once because I was like, I'll drop you off, and then I'll go have my fun. You know, and then she breaks up with me, and then, you know, there goes my whole world, you know, like, I was in that relationship for 1 year, and I was in self-pity about it for 2.5, you know, like, that's how I handle life, pretty much until I got sober and started making amends, like, that's when that went away, you know, that's the kind of drunk I am, that's the kind of hopeless man that used to be before you know what I mean, and so, yeah, that happens, and, you know, she breaks up with me, oh, God, she broke up with me, she loves me, ah! We do that a lot in Omaha. Yeah, sorry. You know, it's like, she used to drink water. You just say to, yeah. So she breaks up with me, you know, and so then I decide school's not for me. I'm smart, but, you know, I'm lazy is really what it is. Yeah, I'm smart, but I'm lazy. So I'm like military, you know, that makes sense. That's like the next logical. And so I end up dropping out of the military too. I'm like 2 days from graduation. I'm like, I'm cool, man. This actually isn't really what I wanted to do. And so, you know, it's, so I do that. And then I come back and I get this DUI and I'm like, oh man, you know, it's like, you know, like I'm crying. I'm calling my parents. Like, oh, they don't even believe that I'm in jail. This is the first time I've really ever been in trouble. You know, I was blacked out, you know, like I was blacked out when I made the decision to drive. I mean, if we could call it that, you know, and so I'm calling. I remember it was Labor Day weekend 2010. I drank the next 3 days. You know, it shows me that, like, even like it talks about on page 24, I can't bring to sufficient to my mind, like, the pain of, even for me, it's like minutes and hours. It's not days or weeks or months. It's like literally like hours away. And, you know, and so I'm forced to go to these AA meetings, and I'm trying so hard not to listen. Welcome if you're trying hard not to listen. That's totally cool. Definitely been there. You know, I'm trying so hard, and like I'm thinking, this one guy told me at one meeting one time, like, normal people don't wonder if they're alcoholic. I thought about that for hours. You know, like that one took up so much space in my head. I was like, man, is he serious? And, you know, and so I'm going to these meetings, and then, you know, it's starting to sink in, unfortunately, as much as I try to make it not. You know, and I just remember the last night that I drank. Again, I'm on, like, this DUI probation. You know, they'll wipe it off my record. I'm drinking the whole way through. You know what I mean? I was sober for, like, 2 weeks, and that's all I could do. That was, like, the absolute limit. You know, and then I couldn't do it, which is ironic because I just got a job as a juvenile probation officer in Nebraska, and I drank my entire way through probation. So, you know, God can use us in some pretty ironic ways, I feel like. You know, and so I get sober, you know, and I'm kind of, you know, I got this sponsor. He's not really quite the right fit for me, you know. I don't know. He's kind of dragging me through the book. I mean, that's just the way he got sober. I was like dying now. Like, I need some like step work, like right now, like, you know. And so I go to a couple young people's events and I meet these young guys, and they seem to have it going on. They seem to be talking different, looking different than me. I'm like, what do you guys have? Like, I'm just like 2 months sober, like hanging out. You know what I mean? Just hanging out, not feeling any better or any worse. I'm just here, you know. I'm like, I don't really feel any better about being here. You know what I mean? I guess I don't feel any worse just yet. You know, I remember one Friday night, there was nothing going on. I drove country roads for like 3 hours trying to call my sponsor frantically, like, I don't know what to do. I can't go home. He's like, just go home. Okay. And then I just go home. You know what I mean? It's like, and that's the kind of stuff that I did, you know. And then I picked up with this guy. You know, I met these two guys. They seem cool, but I'm always like, let me go for their sponsor. You know what I mean? I got to go a step up. You know, these guys are cool, but their sponsor got him to this point, you know. And so he could tell I was about 3 months sober, and he could tell that I was on the edge. He could tell. He knew that it was close, and I knew that it was close. And so he proceeds to take me to 1, 2, and 3 that night. You know what I mean? I do my third step prayer. He goes, this is how you write a 4-step. And I said, okay. Week and a half later, I worked on it every single day, because I mean, I'm either all in or all out on something. You know, it's good for some things, bad for others. You know, like AA, it's good to be all in on the steps. You know, I've always said, when they read that line from How It Works, I've never seen someone fail who's thoroughly followed this path. I just haven't seen it. I haven't seen someone, like, you know, I'm making amends, I'm doing inventory, I'm praying and meditating and trying to help people and help other alcoholics, and then I drank. That just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't mean we have to be perfect about that either. But, you know, so he takes me through the 1, 2, and 3. I'm just so willing. You know what I mean? I'm just like, let's do it. 4-step wasn't that cool. Made me look at some really ugly things. I thought I was a great person. You know, it's like, oh, even when I'm nice, I'm self-seeking? Man, you guys don't give me anything, you know? Like, isn't that still being nice? And so I have to look at all these things and, like, look at that. I still have yet to find anything I don't have a part in. I'm still hoping one day that Ford Column's going to tell me it's not me. There's something I didn't do. It's like, nope, every time. If it's not what I did, it's the way that I reacted. You know what I mean? And then so I do that 5th step with my sponsor. You know, that feels whatever. You know, I didn't feel like this huge experience. It was just like, cool, this guy knows me. You know what I mean? Because it's so hard for us to be honest. And so we just need to start with one person. Because that's as far as, you know, I don't even want to do that. But I need to do that, you know. And as I've stayed sober long, you know, more guys I've become accountable to and know that kind of stuff. And, you know, I get to the 6th step. And in a way, another sponsor of mine put it, he's like, it's like these weapons that I've honed to get me what I want. Like manipulation and all these things. Like, I've honed this weapon to get exactly what I need. And not to be like, no, God, it's yours. And it's like, ooh, I don't know. I like it. It gets me what I think I want. And then, you know, and so I have to give those things up. And really when my life started to change, when I started making amends, when I started going out to the people that I had harmed, you know, that's when I started, you know, it talks about that in the 9-step promises, you know, when the power starts flowing through me. And that's when I started feeling different. That's when I started feeling better about sobriety instead of just, eh. You know what I mean? I started like, oh, wow, this sobriety thing isn't that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I could probably do this, you know? And so I'm out there making this amends. I make amends to that girlfriend. You know what I mean? That ex-girlfriend. And again, I tell you, to my core, I believe that was my one chance to be happy. I believe that I blew it. You know, that was my one chance. You know, that was my one chance to be happy, and I just screwed it off, you know? And, you know, and she was a great ex-girlfriend, you know, never led me on. She didn't need to. She could just type in hi, and I'd be like, oh, she wants to get back together. You know, like I don't need much, you know? You know, I don't need much for my ego. If I want it to be there, it'll happen, you know? And so I went to school in Omaha, in college in Omaha, and so she happens to be in the same biology class. I mean, there's like 200 people in this class. She texts me like, Greg, I don't know anybody in here. Can I come sit next to you? Like, everything in my head is screaming no, because I avoid things that are painful. That's my number one coping mechanism, is avoidance. You know, like, I just don't deal well with pain and or anything, so I just try to avoid it. And then when I'd see her on campus, if, like, someone would, like, stab you in the stomach, you know, it would just ruin my whole day, you know. And so I'd work some steps at this point, and I was like, man, God, I really feel like you're calling me. Like, do you really trust me, Greg? Dude, I call him spiritual checks. God wants to see where I'm at. He's like, do you trust me, Greg? Like, will you let me do this? And I was like, I said, I have to say yes. I don't want to, you know, as I still say to this day, most things I do for God are reluctant. It just matters that I do them. It doesn't matter if I want to do them, if I like to do them. It's that I know that it works, you know, and I know that I grow from it. You know, and so I make this amends to her, and then we end up sitting next to each other in class, and I got another buddy who's in AA sitting next to me in the class too, and it goes fine. I don't have that longing feeling anymore. And I told you, I don't think that was ever going to go away. I never thought it was. Like I said, 2.5 years of self-pity. You know, like that's just the way that I live. You know, that's just the way I do things. I do not handle life well. You know what I mean? I was fired as my manager a long time ago, or at least they should have. You know, it's like I cannot manage things, you know. And so then it gets me into 10th step. Like, oh, once I work the steps, like up to this point, I'm never going to have another issue. You know what I mean? Because I thought that after I made some amends, you know, we kind of ride that roller coaster. And we're like, okay, I made some amends. I'm feeling good. Okay, let me just, okay, feeling bad. Okay, let's get back up, making some more amends. You know, it's like, oh, I thought I had this alcoholism beat. It's like, no, these character defects, you know, especially when I'm not working on my spiritual program of action and helping others, tends to continually flare up. Again, mine, I'm funny, but also that gets me in trouble because I have a quick tongue, and I always, sometimes you'll see me literally biting my tongue because I'm like, no, that'd be funny, but that's hurtful. You know, like, and that thing will still get me in trouble today, you know what I mean? And I have to continue to look at my part in things, you know. It is a lot easier for me now to see what my part is in things pretty quickly, to do that spot check inventory it talks about in the 12 and 12, where I can quickly be like, it's pretty easy for me to see my part these days. It's not, you know, it's not extremely difficult. And then I have to promptly make amends. Like, one time I had to promptly make an amends to, I'm currently working with clients that have like mental health disorders and stuff, and I had to make an amends to one who also probably had developmental disabilities and mental health. I was like, really, I have to humble myself enough, because I was super rude to her and she did not deserve it. You know, I mean, one of my friends was like, yeah, dude, that wasn't cool of you. I was like, really? I didn't see it that way, you know, because I just have this, you know, I can't perceive things properly, man. The way I see things is a lot of times it's not the way that they are, you know, and so I have to make that amends, and it's super humbling. She doesn't even remember, you know. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, cool, I guess, you know. And so it's like I have to continually keep looking at these things, and, you know, in this prayer and meditation. Again, I always say, as long as it's intentional time for God, that's all that matters. I don't know if that's quiet, if that's chanting, if that's singing. Like, as long as you're just doing something. For me lately, I've just been waking up like 10 minutes earlier than I need to, and just kind of laying around talking with God. Sometimes I sit quietly. It's just so I don't go running out the door. You know what I mean? Because that meditation and prayer thing, the whole time you don't notice it. The time you do notice it is when you don't do it. It's like, whoa, what's going on today? I just seem to be, you know, not... I'm more tired today, like I'm a little more short with people. I don't have nearly as much compassion. And it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't pray and meditate this morning. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't connect with God first. I was just like, yeah, God, I'm going. You know, like, I'm out. You know, it's cool. Saw you. You know, it's like, I need to take that intentional time for me. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just whatever that looks like for you, as long as it's intentional, you know, and you're continually looking how to grow in that. You know, I don't know what that looks like for you. You know, it's, you just have to find something that helps you, because it says we have to infect that, yeah. We have to enlarge our spiritual life, you know, like that's how we stay sober, you know, and that's been my experience. And, you know, and then we get into the 12th step, you know, and for me it's, that's the most, you know, as we say, amends in 12 settings, the most like immediate gratification we probably get. And I know we're all about instant gratification. That's okay. You know, it's just the way I'm wired. You know, my brother is literally not at all, and he baffles me. I think he's not human. You know, his ability to wait and think things through is just, ugh, you know, it just makes me sick, you know. And, you know, surprisingly, he's really well off financially, you know, shocking, you know, shocking, you know. And so, and in this time, you know, in this 12 step, I'm able to give back. I'm able to be out of self. You know, really, I just tell people yes if I don't have a reason to tell them no. You know what I mean? Because I can come up with a bunch of reasons to tell you no, like I'm busy or this is going on. But if I'm like trying to justify why I can't help you, then I'm lying. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, you've just come in for like your eighth time. Like, do I really want to take my time out for you? And it's just the selfishness that creeps back in, man. Because I never know, you know, like what that experience can do for someone. You know, it's again seeing the light come on for anyone in this fellowship, man. You know, for me, 12-stepping doesn't just mean sponsorship. It means calling people. It means listening. You know, because I could always listen more. I always need to listen more than I talk. You know, like it's definitely my issue. And so it's these small things. It doesn't have to be like these big sponsorship things. It's just like, all right, I'm being committed. Because sometimes, you know, we this happens to us. We kind of go in and out. Like, I sometimes go to hang out with my friends at meetings. I don't really focus too much on the new guy. And it's just kind of the flow of things. And I always have to be, you know, aware of that. You know, because even yesterday, one of my good friends texted me, did you call that guy that we met on Tuesday? I was like, no. He's like, neither did I, FML. We're just like, oh, God, we're, you know, like, this is what we need to be doing. You know what I mean? We just got done, like, 12-stepping him on Tuesday night, like, the three-headed monster, just hitting him off, just feeling like, yeah, man, like, it was really good. And that's just what I said. I just have to give this thing away for me. You know, that's just so important. And because if I hold on to it, I'll get drunk, man. I'm too selfish, you know? Like, anytime I have a thought that isn't about me, it's probably from God. If I ever think of a thought to help you, like, that's probably not from me. You know what I mean? Like, that must be one of those intuitive thoughts, you know? Because eventually I can become, you know, it becomes like the working part of the mind. It's talked about, you know, like I do have thoughts for other people. My first thought is not wrong sometimes, you know, like it doesn't all the time is it. And again, most of the times I feel like I shouldn't do something. That means I should probably do it. You know what I mean? I know when that selfishness starts creeping, it's like, oh, but I'm busy and like I got these things going on and my friends are going to be there. It's like, what are you there for, dude? Did you come to AA for friends? It's like, no, I was coming because I was dying and I had no way to stop. You know, I was great. You know, it's great that I made friends here. You know, and so I just know as I continually grow, like, I'm working on staying sober forever, you know? I'm not, you know, it says we live life one day at a time. I'm working on staying sober forever. And the people I see stay sober forever and are happy, you know, there's always, like, that little, like, they seem to be enjoying life and not just, like, sober and not happy, you know? Because we know some of those people, I love them. I'm not, like, trying to say anything bad about them, you know? It's, you know, it just doesn't, if I've never seen someone fail, just really follow this path. They continue, like, I saw a guy with, like, 34 years. I was in Des Moines, like, 2 months ago speaking at an event. And he was 12-stepping something. I was like, dude, that's so inspiring to me that you're not too busy. You know what I mean? Like, you've been sponsoring a whole bunch of dudes, and I watched him 12-step something. I was like, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't retired from doing the work. So, that's all I got. Thanks, guys.